This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show is how much income tax do retirees pay? And this is really a fun subject, and it's loaded with all sorts of benefits that you got to look a little bit below the surface. But interestingly, you know, Jesus kind of taught on this principle, and this is not going to sound fair. I'm just going to say that to the average person, they go, that can't be in the Bible. Jesus didn't say that. That's not fair. But in Matthew 13:12, he said it pretty clearly. Whoever has much, much will be given, and they will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, what they have will be taken away. What? And the fascinating thing about that is, as you get into today's show, you're going to see that retirees don't have the tax burden for lots of different interesting reasons, that it, because they have much. Part of that is they already paid much tax, but nonetheless, they have much. But it's an important thing that what Jesus is actually talking about here are spiritual resources. In other words, he's talking about the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven. And so what you have, the more Bible knowledge, the more you get to know God, the more he gives you, the more that develops, and the more that you share and you give that away to other people, the more he gives you, because he knows what you're going to do with it. You know, that he's going to keep giving and giving. Well, those people that don't have, that hoard and bury it in the backyard, whatever that may be, you know, even what they have is going to be taken away. And there's a reason for that, because God meant it for the uses of everybody. It's those are resources. And so this is such a cool thing when you really look into this idea of how much, you know, income tax do retirees pay, Hans?
Well, yeah, it's less than people think. I mean, just as we were getting ready for the show, yeah, you know, I was giving you some examples of the typical person coming into us, and they apply their working take-home pay relative to their paycheck to the after retirement. So let me give you an example. I mean, I'm looking at some of my examples here. You know, if people made $100,000 a year, they probably only took home about $60,000 a year. There was probably $40,000 of that disappeared before it ever got into their hands. We're starting to the fact that they have 401k contributions, which are voluntary, but nonetheless, they're a deduction. They've got Social Security payroll tax. They've got Medicare payroll tax. And then they've got state withholding and federal withholding. And by the time you put all that stuff together, and then they probably take out some health insurance, is people generally have an idea that they're going to get 60-65% of their gross pay as take-home pay. And they apply that same thing to retirement. And, you know, what we find is people way overestimate the effect of taxes in retirement. I mean, they're there. And if you have a really big income, they're there in a big way. But if you have just a high-ish income or a moderate income, the taxes in retirement are a lot less. And so we're going to be prepared to back that statement up a bit here during the conversation.
Right, because when you go into figure into retirement, you know, as I think about this, Hans, that if you're living off Social Security, it's not considered income the way that your other income had been considered income. And so obviously it's not going to be taxed. If it's by itself, it's not going to be taxed hardly at all, right?
Yeah, if it's by itself, you're pretty much going to pay no income tax by the time you put in the standard deduction. And if it's you know, where you have a Social Security check and then you just have a little other income, by a little, $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month or something, even $2,000 a month for a couple, plus their Social Security checks, the taxes are going to be very low. And so we, you know, talking in generalities, what Tom and I decided to do in the video that goes along with this that you can find on YouTube, you can also find it at our website, we actually did the tax return, or a mock-up 2024 tax return for four people, and we really did it live during the show. And Tom is very good at this. And what we want married couples to know is you've got, if you're over 65, both of you, you know, you've got like $32,000 worth of standard deduction. I mean, sure, you can't write off your home mortgage, or if you had one, or charitable deductions, all that kind of thing. You just put down a $32,000 standard deduction, and that hides a lot of taxes, for starters. And I don't want to go into the whole formula, but we took a married couple, both 70 years old. One of them had a Social Security check of $2,000. The other one's was $1,000, or their total was $3,000 a month. And then they had an IRA withdrawal of $2,000 a month, or $24,000 during the year, to give them a taxable income of $60,000, or an income of $60,000. And their federal tax rate is 0%. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, when I, you know, think about my paycheck as I'm working, right, that, you know, if I think, you know, I make $5,000, you know, a month, but when I look at my checks, it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, that, you know, it's a little over $2,800 as far as what I'm actually seeing cash go into my checking account for. And that's what they're looking at versus.
Well, and Tom even made the comment to me as we did these four, and we're doing them all the time for clients where we're doing a mock-up after we figure all the financial planning moves that we're making, a mock-up tax return. Tom said people really pay less on their Social Security, less tax than he thought when he really sat here and did it for the show. I mean, these people paid zero tax on their Social Security. And sure, they're going to, if they live in North Carolina or another tax state, they're going to have to pay some taxes, state taxes on that $60,000, but it's not going to be on the Social Security portion. It's only going to be on the $24,000. And they're still going to get the standard deductions here. So they're not going to pay much to the state taxes either. But the whole point of that is that a lot of people can live really well on $5,000 a month if you can keep all of it and not pay any in taxes. So now we went to a single person, 70 years old, and you know, we looked at them. We said, okay, so now we got a single person with a Social Security check of $3,000 a month. That's $36,000 a year, and we're going to do an IRA withdrawal of $24,000. So we're going to keep the same $60,000 income, and their federal income tax was $2,021, or 3%. So now we got a single person making the same income as this married couple, and sure, there's a little federal tax, but it ain't much.
Right, and that 3% number, or is in the case, I remember one of them in the video being 7%, you know, it's almost unthinkable, because when we think in taxes, like I just mentioned earlier, we think of in 55, 50, 45%, somewhere in there. But as you always talk about, that's Medicare, Medicaid, you know, my 401k contribution, all that stuff goes into that equation.
Well, it does. It goes into the equation. It gets deducted. And so you've just lived your whole life. You know, my dad used to say, I'll take all the 50-cent pieces I can get, you know, when they take half his check. And taxes were probably more back then. They had the 50 and 60% tax rates. But I'm just looking. I'm going to go back to this couple that's making $60,000 a year. And you go to the married couple chart, it shows them in the 12% bracket. I mean, from $23,000 to $94,000 is the 12% bracket on the tax brackets, but they're in the 0% bracket. And you go down to the single person making $60,000, and you go over to the single chart, They're in the 22% bracket, but yet they're paying federal taxes at a rate of 3%, or a couple thousand dollars in taxes. So this is just the point. I don't want people to just go away from the show. I guess I'm going to pay less taxes. We need to apply this to your situation. And typically we're figuring all this out because we're helping people make IRA withdrawals or 401k withdrawals to supplement their Social Security to create a lifestyle. And so we really, can play with those numbers and kind of show the taxes that are paid, and then we'll figure the state taxes too, and then we end up with a net spendable money.
Right, because, it does, because the Bible example, Jesus used, a poor guy that had gnashing teeth and all that, he's the guy that buried the money. He didn't go out and invest it. He didn't use the resources that he had. And that's the beautiful thing of the planning altogether, is to leverage all the resources that God's put at your disposal.
Yeah. And when you're retired, you're not supposed to pay into Social Security anymore. You're supposed to collect from Social Security. And you're not paying into your 401k or your IRA. You're collecting from your IRA and 401k. So it's a whole different ballgame with your paycheck, as those things that you paid into over the years and created deductions from your paycheck. Now, they're paying you, which is Social Security and your IRA. We set them up to pay you. And then, sure, you still got to pay some taxes. And I think when we get into the second part of the show, I'm going to go over some higher income people. I mean, I just kind of set the $60,000 level. We're going to go over some couples, or a couple at $153,000 a year, and we're going to go over a single at $117,000 a year, and we're going to see how much federal tax they pay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point to remind you, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you go to CardinalGuide.com, you're going to find the 7 worries tab, and one of those worries is taxes. And certainly, we're hoping this show will help you not worry so much about that, worry about what you're going to do with that which you have left over. But if you go to that taxes worries, you're going to see the video listed there that Hans made on this very same subject: how much income tax do retirees pay? And in that video is these wonderful show notes that are also available right there at cardinalguide.com, again, under the 7 worries tab in the taxes. And in those show notes, just like Hans talked about, is this wonderful income tax mock-up, and you can see how all this stuff works in amazing ways, as well as, of course, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide for Plan. I'll say it again, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the contact page, of course, how to get a hold of Hans, how to get a hold of Tom, to sit down and actually, like God would have you do. I mean, do some planning with that which you have, whatever that may be. And they don't use a cookie cutter approach. They really look at each individual situation and see, what's the best way that you can leverage the assets that God's given in your care. And so when we come back, we'll have a whole lot more on how much income tax do retirees pay. We'll be right back. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Of course, this show, we want to always remind you, is brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. So today's show is how much income tax do retirees pay, with the surprising thing to that is not as much as you may think, right, Hans?
Well, that's correct, and I think in the video that we did that's on YouTube and it's at our website on this show, we used a tool that we use in our financial planning, which is a mock-up tax return. And so we just plug in to the 2024 tax return what a person that's in front of us, what their Social Security check is going to be, what their withdrawal from the IRA is going to be, if they've got a pension. So we plug everything in, kind of where it is now, and we show them how much taxes they're going to pay. And then we'll then go backwards and we'll say, well, how much income do you need? And then we'll plug that into the financial planning process. And usually through an IRA deduction, which is taxable, and then we calculate with, you know, just like we're doing a tax return on them, how much tax they're going to end up paying, and then we make adjustments. So we use this as a tool to create financial plans and project in the future to make sure that whatever income we're helping them to create is sustainable. So, and what we're doing on this show is we just have so many people that come into us and they just look at these tax brackets. Maybe they've watched those on YouTube, you know, and it says married filing joint. The tax bracket is $94,000 to $201,000. You pay 22% federal taxes. So somebody thinks, well, I'm going to make $150,000 in retirement. I'm going to pay 22% of that in taxes, or, you know, $35,000. And so it just isn't so. I mean, so we just got a couple examples of some people at a little bit higher income, especially when you bring in Social Security. So this next example is a married couple, both of them 70 years old. The higher Social Security check is $4,800 a month. The lower Social Security check is $3,000 a month. So these were clearly two working professionals. We also delayed the mister's check, or the higher income person, till 70. That's how he's able to get $4,800. So you got $7,800 a month coming in from Social Security, which is $93,000. And then added to that, you got $60,000 of IRA withdrawal, which we're helping them do. So these are two pretty sizable IRAs, because we wouldn't put it here if that wasn't sustainable. But it generates for them an income of $153,600 a year. And so you'd think, well, how much income tax, how much tax? And a lot of these people that are kind of thinking that, they're saying, well, gee, I'm going to pay 35,000, 22% just to the feds. And then I got to pay, if they live in North Carolina, 4.75%. I mean, you're getting up to a $40,000 tax bill. And when we plugged it all in with the Social Security and the whole works, the tax bill works out to be just short of $10,000, $9,985, which is an effective federal tax rate of 7%. So, you know, but they're going to have to pay state taxes if they live in a state, unless they live in Texas or Florida or somewhere where there aren't state taxes. But even at that, they're going to get a bunch of deductions, and most states don't tax Social Security. So that's going to be relatively small. These people are going to have $140,000 a year to spend, or give away or give to the church, or, I mean, and the tax bill is just a lot smaller than people think it is when they're in retirement and living off Social Security.
Yeah, I mean, think, you know, when you talk about all that income and over 100 and, I think, what'd you say, 56,000?
153,600.
Yeah, 153,000 and paying 7%, you know, at the end of the day when they figure all those things in this particular example. But the point, again, being that, you know, when you know you have that, those kind of in resources coming in or available, you know, what would God have you do with that stuff? The neat thing is that it really opens your eyes to the ways that you can be generous beyond anything you ever perhaps thought you could be.
Well, sure. And frankly, we get here with people not by saying, hey, we can get you $153,000 and then you're only going to pay this much tax. It works backwards from that. As we sit down with this couple, and perhaps these are people that we met 5 years ago, and we sat down, they're all ready to start taking their Social Security then, because they want to make minimum IRA withdrawals. And we're gonna calculate from them how much do you need to spend, how much do you want to spend, how much income do you need, what do you need and want to pay for, and we're gonna come up with a monthly spending and an annual spending, and then we're gonna put the taxes on top of that. And then once we put the taxes there, we need to work backwards and make sure we still have the income, and we calculate how much we're going to need to take out of the IRA to support all that. But people are just generally pleasantly surprised with the small amount of their taxes. Now, I will tell you this, is if I was sitting down with somebody that wanted to spend more, they say, well, gee, let's take out more. You know, if we added another 50 grand of taxable money, say these people had a huge IRA, the marginal taxes on that next 50 grand are huge. And so it's just, we purposely made these to be realistic, where we had a moderate income where the couple makes $5,000 a month and they pay no taxes. And then we had a higher income where the people had, you know, that's about $13,000 a month. And that's a pretty high income in retirement, pretty big Social Security checks, and they're just paying 10 grand in federal tax. So let's take a look at the single. Okay, so a single person, again, we're assuming that we met this person years ago or when they were around 65, and a lot of times we're the ones that convince them to delay their Social Security check because they had such a nice large IRA. And so we just lived off of the IRA for 5 years in order to get the larger Social Security check. But regardless of how we got here, this is somebody as a single, age 70, $4,800 a month, which is $57,600 a year. This person was obviously a professional and made a high income. You really have to have a Social Security check that big and delay till 70. And then we're showing the same IRA withdrawal of 60 grand. And so it gives them an income of a total of $117,600. And their federal income tax, this single person who's 70, is $15,387, which is just a 13% tax rate. And it's obviously the $60,000 IRA withdrawal is sustainable, so they have a pretty significant IRA, or what was a 401k, or we wouldn't be showing this much money. But what just strikes me is the low taxes.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful strategy from a standpoint of, backing into it. Like, I love the whole idea of starting from what you need to have as a monthly income. You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live, and back into that to realize, what is the overall financial picture require, and taxes are part of that, but it just doesn't require as much. And I guess that's the point of the deal, right?
Well, it is. And then there's another element that goes unspoken, is that people that have money and have IRAs are their savers. And so by nature, they save, and they, which is very noteworthy. And it's great. They've prepared for this retirement. But these kind of people, they save the net money too, is they got over squirreled over to the side money that's not net 401k. That they've just been saving, whether it's in a brokerage account or a savings account. And so they're going to be saving some of this net money, I almost guarantee you, if they have a big IRA, because that's just how they think and that's what they do. And there's really not a need for that when you're winding down your IRA, because this is all going to be over with financially at some point here in the, let's hope, distant future. But still, you don't really have to save money in retirement. You can give it away. You can give it to God. Give it to the church. Give it to your kids. Help your kids out. I mean, you just, you really don't need, I mean, you need some savings in case there's an emergency, but you don't need a gigantic savings, and you don't have to work that into your budget.
Which it really gets points back to all the more need, from my standpoint, to any other IRA money out there. The faster you can convert it to a Roth, you know, the more, you know, options you have as you need it later. And, you know, why not do it while you have the resources to do it?
Well, yeah. And so we're just looking at two things on this thing, two sources of income. We're looking at Social Security, and we're looking at withdrawals from a tax-qualified account.
Well, again, we've run out of time. Before we run out of show, we want to remind you, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. And that CardinalGuide.com, and what a resource it is. Of course, it has the contact information for Hans and Tom, you know, so they can custom make this plan for you. And you take advantage of all the ideas that they have, what we talked about in the show today. But in there, at that site, cardinalguide.com, you're going to find the Seven Worries tab, which one of those obviously is income tax. And this very show, there's a wonderful video that shows you all sorts of information on the taxes, as well as you know, a complete rundown of a tax return that they've mocked up for these people. And, of course, also at the website is Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It's all there at cardinalguide.com. Yeah, so great show, Hans. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.